This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. Two people can be in the same situation, but their perceptions of that situation can be different, and that can affect their experience, such as the case in a new novel, where a woman born into slavery on a tobacco farm is taught not to see herself as a slave who is there because she is less than in any way, but as a captive who deserves better because in her background is royal blood. The book is Daughter of a Daughter of a Queen, a novel. The author is Austinite Sarah Bird. Sarah, thanks so much for stopping by the Texas Standard Studios.
Hey, thank you, Laura, and A-plus for picking up on one of my favorite motifs in the book, this idea of being a captive rather than a slave.
Tell me what you think is the difference, because if I, you know, gave someone some synonyms, they might think captive and slave could be similar.
You know, there's kind of this connotation of a slave, it's more demeaning than a captive. And so my character, Kathy Williams, I gave her a legacy of having grown up in a martial tradition. Her grandmother was one of the famous Amazon warriors of Dahomey, Africa, passed that along to her mother and her mother along to her, making her the daughter of a daughter of a queen because the warriors were considered warrior queens. So that was what she was raised with. You know, you have been taken captive by an enemy, and it is your job to escape.
You mentioned your main character's name, Kathy Williams. Based in part on some history, how much of this is historical and how much of this is what you were able to add to it as a novelist?
This is based on the true story of Kathy Williams, who was a freed slave after the Civil War, who disguised herself as a man and served for 2 years in the Buffalo Soldiers. I think it's an astonishing story. When I first heard it in the late 70s, yes, that long ago, I was just astonished that I didn't know this story. I was like, why had I never heard of Kathy Williams? So I set about trying to research her, and in the days before the internet, I didn't get very far. The documentation about Kathy Williams, as with all the Buffalo Soldiers, is extremely scant. Mm. It's tragically scant. The Army did not preserve their records with as much care as those of the white soldiers. It's absolutely true that she enlisted. A woman was in the Buffalo Soldiers for 2 years, did the toughest duty the Army can dish out, and left with an honorable discharge when she was discovered.
So how did you imagine this backstory for Kathy, this African queen? How did that concept come to you?
You know what? The title, I almost had the title before I had anything else, and I didn't even understand why. I kind of had a vague idea of who she was going to be, but that, it just fit from the beginning. That's who Kathy was to me.
So tell me about how you, as a white woman, deal with your positionality when you're writing a story about a woman who was in slavery because of her skin color?
Well, that is the very question. That's what prevented me. That's why it took me 40 years to write this, because I was dealing with that issue. Mm-hmm. And once I realized she existed and was powerfully seized by her story for various reasons. One, I grew up in a military family. I have a mother who was in World War II, met my father in North Africa. So I think for that reason, for having grown up in a military family, her story, I just absorbed it. I identified with it tremendously. And at the same time, I thought, I don't think this should be my story. So I kept pushing the story away, pushing it away. And it kept coming back to me. And very unusual ways. Like my experience with this book is like no other book. You know, I hate to sound like a lunatic, but I kind of feel on many levels Kathy took control. She was just tired of her story not being known.
Race isn't the only important part of Kathy's identity. It's also, you know, gender, who she is as a woman, and that I'm sure you related to your character in that
certainly
sense.
Certainly, yeah. As I say, growing up in a military family, all the important people wore uniforms, and they all were men. And of course, that's changed. But when I was growing up, that was the world I saw. And I just could always understand why Kathy saw that as an escape, as a way to something better. She just looked at what the world had to offer her and said, no, none of the above. We're doing something completely different.
The book is Daughter of a Daughter of a Queen, and it's the brand new novel by Austin-based author Sarah Bird. Sarah, thank you again.
Oh, gosh. Thank you, Laura.